And the other, see, you know, a boy's fool about his dog. Mm-hmm. Either the other, the grandchildren could go around. If the dog followed them over there, the first thing he'd done, he kicked that dog. Well, that dog left there. Mm-hmm. Oh, he was up, snapped them up all the time. He treated everybody else mm-hmm. all right. Mm-hmm. But he just, not none of his grandchildren ever did. I don't reckon that grandchildren really cared anything in the world about it. Mm-hmm. Not just different. Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of Grimsleys that live around here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Have they been living here a long time, pretty long time?
Ever since I can remember. In fact, the business their daddy and my daddy used to fish and hunt together. And in other words, the fields didn't join at that time. It was woods all between our house and their house, but all of that's cleaned up now, all of this land in this country. In fact, the business, this land that nobody never would have thought would have been on the cultivation. It's
Do you know a fella's name's Lawrence?
Oh yeah, yes sir. Talking with him April yesterday.
He lived pretty near here.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought I might go over and talk to him. Is he a pretty friendly fella?
Yeah, nice fella. He's pretty plain spoken. If he hits it just right, and if he knows what you're looking for, he'll be ready for you. Mm-hmm. And he's fella, just whatever comes to his mind. But he's just fine fella. I'd say that for him. Mm-hmm. Now his daddy. Of course, his mind flickers now. Mm-hmm. His daddy's still living, and I was talking with his daddy here a few days ago, but he'll tell anything over and over and over and over and over and over. Mm-hmm. And long as he is able to drive, he's going to come to my house. He come early in the morning, just like if he can go to work. Mm-hmm. About once a month, he drive up there good and early this morning. Mm-hmm. And he come to spend the day, not part of the day. Mm-hmm. He stay right here tonight. He just like to talk. Mm-hmm. But his mind has been breaking on him, and he's quit driving. And he just tells him anything over and over and over and over. Mm-hmm. But now, brother, he could tell you something or another. He told me the other day he'd went up in his 80s and he had never been down to bed sick in his life. Mm-hmm. Now,
he's really never been sick in his life?
Wow. Lay out of hunting. Now, he's followed fox dogs all of his life. He followed fox dogs when he had sick. Behind the saddle for his daddy. Mm-hmm. And he did love a bunch of fox dogs.
Was he born here?
Oh yeah.
That's pretty interesting. I was thinking his son's about what, 50 now? Something around there?
Yeah, yeah.
If I went to see Mr. Lawrence Lane, how would I he lives about 2 miles from here somewhere? But I don't know.
He lives across 2 or 3 lots of land. In fact, Dennis, this road right out here, what I was telling you about, you could go right on, and whenever you hit 91 out on the pave, just cross it and it's paved,